$6 postpaid. Get it now by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network.
And there's a film out now by Michael Moore of going into the health industry and pointing out everything wrong with American medicine. And believe me, there is a great deal wrong with American medicine, as we're going to be talking about it this morning. But there's no problem facing American medicine today that a new government program won't make worse. And what Michael Moore is pushing is socialized medicine, a wonderful socialized medicine. It is in Cuba. My goodness, it's just ideal down there. Their medicine is so much better than ours. And of course, for the tourist, it is. For the average individual, it is part of this tyrannical dictatorship that was brought to power by David Rockefeller and the people. Of course, David's daughter's a good friend of Fidel. She's down there visiting Fidel all the time to see how wonderful it's going to be here in America when we have our dictatorship. Well, and of course, David Rockefeller meets with Fidel Castro, and Fidel Castro comes up to talk to the Council on Foreign Relations. But that's neither here nor there. We have a problem with American medicine. The rate of cancer has increased, as you will hear this morning, from about 3 per 100 at the beginning of the last century to, 1 in 3 today and rising. Why is that? Well, nobody wants to tell you. Certainly, why is autism increasing from maybe 2 or 3 in 10,000 to 1 in 1 every 150 children and rising? And why does 1 in every 6 children in America have a neurodevelopmental abnormality? And why is heart disease rising? Why is Alzheimer's disease rising, especially in young people? Why are all of these things happening? Well, with us this morning is our good friend, Dr. Lorraine Day, who was a orthopedic surgeon when I was. She was a professor and certainly would have gone on to become a chief of orthopedics somewhere in America, if not at the University of California, where we both trained, had she stayed in conventional medicine. But she was called out of conventional medicine, first to fight the AIDS epidemic, and more recently to try to explain to the American people what you could do to take care of your health. Because, unfortunately, the medical profession is not going to be able to, because so much of what is done by medicine today is harmful to your health. Lorraine, thanks very much for being with us.
Well, thank you, Stan. For those of you listening who haven't heard me before, I had my big awakening to alternative medicine when I developed cancer myself, which was severe and eventually became terminal. At least it was diagnosed as such, but I got well by totally natural methods because, as both Stan and I know, chemotherapy and radiation actually cause cancer. And you, when you take those, it destroys your immune system. Now, there are some new articles out. Interestingly enough, there's an article out on the chemo and radiation therapy actually fueling cancer spread in the body, but it was only published in a foreign country. It was not published in America. And that's what's happening. If you really want to know what's going on in America, read the foreign press. And they talk about what's happening here as well as in America. They'll tell you what's happening in England and what's happening in Australia, but they won't tell the English and the Australians. Now, there's an article that was published in America showing that the number one cause of death in America is health care. The number one cause of death in America is health care. There are something like 780,000 people who, 700,000 people who die from heart disease. That was the statistic in 2001. And the annual cancer death rate is over 500,000 a year. But if you start looking at the cause of death from medical intervention, from going to see your doctor, adverse drug reactions account for over 100,000 deaths, medical errors, 100,000, bed sores in hospitals, 115,000, infections that occur in the hospital that are caused from hospital infections, 88,000, malnutrition from being starved in the hospital just because you've had so many operations or whatever, you have to be not eating food, and then outpatient problems with drugs that are prescribed by doctors, unnecessary procedures, 37,000, and surgery-related deaths, or 32,000, which adds up to 783,000 deaths per year, which is more than either heart disease or cancer.
Well, it's a sad commentary on what used to be a proud profession.
That's right. And so going to your doctor is extremely hazardous. Now, there's a new article out showing that the cancer rate is increasing, and yet they say the cancer death rate is decreasing. Well, the reason they say that, how can cancer death rate be decreasing as the cancer, this is for breast cancer, as the breast cancer rate is increasing? Well, they say, well, it's because our treatments are so much better. No, it's because they want early diagnosis, and then they say if you live 5 years after your diagnosis, then they put you down on the five-year survival, which they somehow say in their mind is cure. If you are even alive and breathing but have cancer throughout your body at 5 years, they'll put you down on their list as five-year survival slash cure, even though you could die the next day from your cancer. So that's the way they play with statistics, and so they just confuse the public by saying, oh, yes, the cancer death rate of breast cancer is decreasing. It is not. They are just lying. They want early diagnosis because then they have a longer time to give you poisonous chemotherapy or damaging radiation. By the way, they talk about one new wonderful drug, which is called Gleevec, that's been out for a while. Gleevec can cost $5,000 a dose, $3,000 to $5,000 a dose, and it destroys you. It causes terrible troubles with your heart. These things are all poisons. There's even a new drug out that costs $25,000 a dose.
Well, we live in a world gone mad. There are only a few of us who understand what's going on, and most people think we're crazy. We'll be back in just a moment with Dr. Lorraine Day as we evaluate tragedy. What is it called, another?
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of C&C Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado. Insulin, Our Silent Killer, is a new book written by scientist Thomas Smith. In this self-help manual for diabetes and other blood sugar handling problems, you will learn the true cause of this disease and, more importantly, what you can do about it.
Insulin, Our Silent Killer is available from the American Freedom Network for only $25 postpaid. Call 1-800-205-6245.
It's extensively referenced with helpful tables to learn what foods are good and which ones are not. This is a must-read for everyone.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m. followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can get more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so come join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom. Good Sabbath.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the American Network, and our guest this morning, Dr. Lorraine Day. Lorraine, they keep continue.
Well, the thing is, don't lose heart because the health care is so bad. You don't want to lose heart. The answer is that you want to learn how to take care of yourself. And you can. Now, there's another article, just a recent article out, that talks about mammograms are of zero health benefit. In fact, they are dangerous. Now, I've been saying that for about 15 years, that mammograms are dangerous because mammograms are radiation. The last place a woman wants radiation is on her breast because radiation causes cancer. And every time you have a mammogram, ladies, you are increasing your risk of getting breast cancer by 2% with every single mammogram. If you have a mammogram every year for 10 years, you are increasing your risk of breast cancer by 20%. And sometimes doctors order them every 6 months after menopause. And so during that 10-year period, you will be increasing your risk of getting breast cancer by 40% over what you normally would have if you had had no mammograms at all. And so you say, but what? How will I find a lump? Well, a breast exam, a manual breast exam by a physician, has the same rate of finding a lump as a mammogram. And it has no risk. And a mammogram will not tell you if you have cancer or not. It will only tell you if you have a lump. So a doctor's physical manual examination of your breast is just as effective. The only way you can find out if the lump is cancerous or not is to have a biopsy. So there are lots of things you can do to decrease your risk of breast cancer. One of them is if you exercise just 4 hours a week, you will decrease your risk of getting breast cancer by 66%. The other thing you can do that's really simple is start drinking lots of water. Drink 10 glasses of water a day and stop drinking caffeine, whether it's in soda or tea or coffee. Stop drinking caffeine because caffeine is a diuretic. It takes more water out of your body than comes in with the drink. And the breast is a water-driven organ. It is designed to produce milk. And even when it's not producing milk, it needs a lot of water. And sometimes women start getting what's called fibrocystic disease of the breast, which is lumps in the breast. The main reason they're getting that is because they're not drinking enough water. And or they're eating too many animal products. Animal products such as meat, poultry, fish, dairy, and eggs. All of those things, particularly the meat, poultry, and fish, require in your body a lot of water to digest them because they're very high in protein. Women who are on high protein diets such as the Atkins diet are just dehydrating their body and they're dehydrating their breasts. And those kinds of diets will increase your risk of developing cancer. I have all of that information and the medical studies proving that in my workbook called Getting Started on Getting Well, which goes along with the DVDs, where I explain all this, how you don't have to get disease, whether it's cancer or heart disease or lupus or Lou Gehrig's disease, none of those things. You don't have to get any of those things, and if you already have them, you can reverse them by totally natural methods, because the way we develop disease is by what we eat and the way we live. That's what we do to develop disease. Now, there, I want to make it very clear that there are three categories of problems you can have in medicine. Number one is trauma. If you get hit by a bus, or if you break your leg or something, you need someone to put you back together again. And doctors are very useful for doing that. All right? You get shot, you need a surgeon to fix you up. All right? And if a child is born with a congenital deformity, like such as a cleft palate or something like that, that needs surgical repair. So doctors are very helpful for those kinds of things. But if you have a disease, doctors are worthless in curing your disease because you gave your disease to yourself by the way you've been living and eating. Now, don't get your back up here when I tell you that, because I'm going to tell you I was guilty of the same thing. I developed severe cancer, and I recognized that I had given the cancer to myself, not on purpose. It's because I did not know what are the things that I was doing that cause it. Some of the things you're doing that cause cancer, number one, as I said earlier, you're not drinking enough water. You're drinking too much caffeine. You're eating the wrong kind of diet. You've got to eat fruits, grains, and vegetables in their natural form, not all of these animal products. You've got to get exercise. You've got to get sunlight. Sunlight actually reduces the incidence of internal cancerous tumors. It is very beneficial, and sunlight does not cause skin cancer. Now, by the way, I've got an article here which came out in the London Telegraph, which talks about the cases of skin cancer in England have tripled, and it's because people are getting out in the sun too much. Well, first of all, they're not talking about skin cancer. They're talking about malignant melanoma, which is not skin cancer. They call it skin cancer, but it's not. Malignant melanoma has nothing to do with being skin cancer. It may have manifestations in the skin, but it can spread all through your body. It's totally different from regular skin cancer. Not only that, they are lying to the public because it's been clear, even in medicine, that malignant melanoma occurs more commonly in areas of the world where there is almost no sun. All right? So malignant melanoma has nothing to do with the sun, and neither does your real skin cancer, because it's been shown, you know, our ancestors for thousands of years have worked outdoors and lived outdoors a lot of the time with farmers and all that, and they had the skin cancer is a relatively new phenomenon in the last 60-70 years, and it's been shown to be related to the way people are eating and living. The incidence of cancer of all sorts in America in the year 1909 was only about 3 out of 100. Then by 1985, it was 33 out of 100. Now it's over 50 out of 100. And it is estimated by the year 2010, the incidence of cancer will be in everyone. Everyone will develop cancer at some time in their life. That is a horrible idea. Well, the reason it's been found is the way people are eating and living. People in 1909 ate large amounts of grains and natural potatoes, not French fries, natural potatoes. By 1985, the incidence of grain eating had dropped by 50%. The incidence of natural potato eating had dropped by 50%. The incidence of eating meat had doubled. The incidence of drinking milk had doubled, and the incidence of eating chicken had gone up by 300%, and that was what was causing the cancer rise, this amazing, huge cancer rise. And people don't realize that things they're doing every single day cause cancer. When you eat sugar, refined sugar in the candy bar, in a cup of coffee, where you have a lot of sugar when you go to a coffee shop and get one of these sugar and cream things in that are all frothy and have a lot of sweet in them, you will suppress your immune system for 5 hours after you eat that. If you get angry for just a couple of minutes, you will suppress your immune system for 5 hours. Whereas if you have a hearty laugh and learn to forgive your enemies and love them instead of being angry at them, you will boost your immune system enormously. So it's not just what happens for what you put in your mouth but it's what goes on in your heart and what goes on in your brain and what you watch on television. You keep watching all of this violence on television. It causes your body to produce cortisone, because you these violent things cause your body to go into the fight or flight reaction, which produces adrenaline from your adrenal glands, which hypes you up and can give you high blood pressure and a rapid heart rate. And then cortisone is also produced into your body from your adrenal glands, and cortisone suppresses your immune system. So what goes into your ears with the kind of music you listen to, we know that rap music and rock music beat was developed at the Tavistock Institute in England precisely to destroy the youth of the world. This heavy beat on the second beat of the measure causes damage to your internal organs. It causes people to be aggressive. It causes them to be violent. And that is one reason you're having all of this violence in the young people, that we have road rage and things like that, because people are listening to this music. People don't think about music as food for the soul, but it is. It's been shown clearly that young children, even babies in the womb, have classical music playing for them, it will increase their IQ. And yet when you listen to rap and rock music, it will decrease your IQ. And animal studies have shown that not only will lab animals become very aggressive when they're exposed to rock music, they will start cannibalizing each other, killing each other. Whereas if you play classical music, actually they show that they can go through a maze far better than they did before they were listening to the classical music. So you have the power in your hands to be well, but you have to be careful about what you put in your mouth, what you put in your eyes, into your brain, what you put into your ears, and what you have in your heart. Many studies have been done at Stanford University showing that forgiveness actually equalizes the vital signs, the blood pressure, the heart rate. And it is interesting that they come up with the idea, well, these are the first studies that have ever been done on forgiveness, and we're the first ones to come up with the idea that forgiveness is good for your health. Well, Jesus of Nazareth 2,000 years ago preached that, and it's in your Bible, in your New Testament, his writings, showing that you have to love your enemies and do good to those who hate you. Because, you see, the reason that God says vengeance is his, that he will repay, is that if we are angry at other people, if we harbor grudges, it destroys us. God is the only one that can handle those things. We can't. We have to learn to let it go. And I can tell you, I had been through a really bad marriage and a real awful divorce and a custody battle for my children. I had to learn how to let that go and learn how to forgive before I could get well.
Well, there is so much there that the average individual doesn't understand, and so much in nutrition, so much as far as our mental outlook is concerned. And I did an interview last night with a humanist telling how to lose children, and I got several calls afterwards from my listeners saying that was a new all-time low in your programs, and I had to apologize, you know, for actually putting them on, because so much in the world has nothing to offer us as far as raising our children or being happy. We find the truth in the Word of God.
Well, that's right. God is the healer. But don't just lay there or kneel there and pray for God to heal you. Oh, God, heal me. God, heal me. God has given us the way to get well. You don't pray for something that God has already given you. You know, people say, well, I pray if I should have chemotherapy. No, chemotherapy is poison. All you have to do is look at someone who's going through it. They're terribly sick. Their hair falls out. They vomit. God would never endorse something that would cause damage to the body that he has given you. God knows how to get you well. Now, if you've already had chemo, you've already had radiation, you can still get well.
Okay, hold on. We'll be back in just a moment here with Dr. Lorraine Day right here at the American Center.
Destiny Lending. Angela, how does a first-time home buyer get started?
Get your financing first. Avoid disappointment and surprises. Know how much house you can buy before you even go shopping. With down payment assistance programs of up to $20,000, now is the time to buy a home.
So call Angela Smith of Destiny Lending, 970-988-3840. You should call Angela now, 970-988-3840.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
The people who are controlling the government of America are the same people who are trying to control your family's health care. You can sit quietly by and accept their plan, or you can take responsibility for your health. What would happen if you could no longer obtain the medications you're now taking? Would you be forced to join the ranks of corrupt agents just to purchase the medicine? If you're one of the thousands of concerned citizens who would like to know more about a natural way, God's way to help, drop by the Green Herb for a natural solution and all the information you need to make an intelligent decision. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. And be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Katz every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Are you treating just your symptoms with dangerous medications and a multitude of supplements? If you answered yes, then you may be fighting the battle but losing the war. Nourish each cell in your body with Bio Superfood and win the war. 30 years of research, Bio Superfood offers more than 5,000 nutrients, proteins, vitamins, minerals, enzymes, EFAs, and powerful antioxidants to boost your immune system. With Bio Superfood, the war is won at the cellular level. Call today, toll-free, 877-288-9116.
If you enjoy alternative stations on the radio, shouldn't your TV service provide the same choices? You can get more channels than you have now, plus many more Christian and family programs in crystal clear 100% digital picture and sound, and the price is significantly lower than cable. Just call Rocky Mountain Satellite at 970-443-7375. Already enjoying satellite TV but want a lower price? We can help you too. Packages start at only $19.99 a month. Call 970-443-7375. DVRs and high definition also available.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, our guest, Dr. Lorraine Day. And Lorraine, before we go on, I want you to get your website out and let people know where they get your material.
All right. It's www.drday.com. That's www.drday.com. And I have lots of videos and workbooks and other books there to show you how to get well. The plan I use to get well is designed to be done at home. And it's the whole plan is free except for food, and you have to buy that anyway. And as the way things are going, you don't want to get sick, because you go to a hospital, here's, I told you earlier, what will happen to you. It's the number one cause of death in America, health care. Secondly, as your listeners know, Stan, I'm sure, that the country is in the process, the United States is in the process of combining with the U.S. and Mexico to the North American Union, just like the European Union. We have lost our rights, and we are going to get all the problems of Mexico and Canada. And let me tell you what those are. First of all, Canada has socialized medicine. You think that things are bad in this country. It's even worse in Canada and the UK where they have socialized medicine. It's terrible. But I guess that's the good news because you're going to have to learn how to take care of yourself. But also Mexico is now discussing the idea of legalizing euthanasia. So then you say, well, you get a disease and you get cancer and you're in a lot of pain. Well, your doctor now can help you end your life. And you may think that's a good idea, but it does not glorify God to die from disease because God has given us the way to get well. God says he wants us to be a living sacrifice, not a dead one. And so now you're going to get yourself sick by the way you're eating and living, and then you're going to go to the doctor and he's going to give you poisonous drugs or harmful radiation, and then you're going to get worse, and then they say, oh, well, we'll help you take your life. Well, Mexico is talking about legalizing euthanasia, and then when they legalize it, then after a while, it's going to be mandatory because there won't be enough money to take care of you. You see, it's socialized medicine, then they'll have total control of your health care, and then they'll say, well, we don't have enough money to take care of you, you don't have enough quality of life, we're going to kill you. That's not a good idea. And then, of course, with Canada, we're going to get human rights tribunals. People probably don't understand how dangerous they are. In a court of law, you have the right to interrogate or cross-examine someone who brings charges against you. In a human rights tribunal, you don't have that right. People can secretly bring charges against you. You are brought into court. You don't even know what those charges are, so how can you defend yourself? Not only that, in human rights tribunals in Canada, truth is no defense. You have to swear on the Bible at the beginning that you'll tell the truth. But when you do, they say it doesn't matter. Doesn't matter what the truth is. It only matters if you've insulted somebody or if you've said something bad about somebody, even if it's true. And so these are thought crimes. So we're going to get the worst of both Canada and Mexico when this combine is done, and they plan to have it totally in effect by the year 2010. So you're going to have to learn how to take care of your own health. And the way is really simple. It is totally simple, and it's all on my DVDs and in my books and all that. It's simple, but I'll tell you, it's not necessarily easy because you're going to have to change everything about your life. But things, if you don't have cancer or some other serious disease, you can start changing slowly. If you have a serious disease, you're going to have to change more rapidly. I had to change all in one day. I had to give up animal products. I had to start drinking lots of water. I had to start learning to trust God. That is the hardest part. And people tell me, oh, well, I'm a Christian. That's no problem with me. Well, then, if it's no problem with you, why do you trot off to your doctor? They say, well, I trust God to help my doctor treat me properly. Well, then why do you go for a second opinion? Is God going to tell one doctor one thing and another doctor another thing? You have to think about it. When Jesus was on earth and someone came to him for healing, he never said, go see Luke, I heal through doctors. Now, I told you, I just explained, there are some good uses for doctors, but not for disease. Disease starts in the heart. It starts by our wanting to live and eat our way rather than God's way. So it has to be addressed in the heart, and only God can address it in the heart. Only God knows who you're holding grudges against. He knows that better than you do, because sometimes it gets so buried that God has to bring it to our attention, what we have to do to let it go. Doctors, the reason doctors are so abysmal at trying to cure diseases, because they cannot address the heart issues. And that's where disease starts. And that's where it's first got to be addressed. And everything else is on the outside. Giving a pill to cover up this symptom. Doing a study to learn how so we can give you more pills or give you radiation or give you some other thing that will destroy your body. God is the one who wants to help you get well. And he is the physician. So when Jesus was on earth, he always healed directly. Either by his word, which we still have today in the Bible, or by natural methods. He used water. So he never used drugs, and he never sent anybody to a doctor. So you've got to start looking at that. You've got to start searching the scriptures. I went on the original Garden of Eden diet. I started eating the way God gave the diet to Adam and Eve, and the diet that he gave to the Israelites in the wilderness, and the diet that we're going to have in heaven and the new earth, and that's a totally vegan diet. There will be no animal products eaten in heaven or the new earth, and God is not going to wipe out from your desire, from your mind, the desire to eat these things. So the animals are not going to be safe in heaven or the new earth if you're looking out of the corner of your eye wanting a hamburger. So we're going to have to get rid of that desire here and learn to eat the Garden of Eden diet the way God wants us to eat, because we are like have the intestine of a deer or a horse or a cow, which is a long-coiled intestine. It is designed to eat fruits, grains, and vegetables. The cat family has a very short, straight intestine where they can get that waste material out of their body very rapidly. They can eat meat safely. But you will also notice that the cat family has very short spurts of energy. A leopard or a tiger can run very fast for relatively short periods of time. They do not have endurance. It is the animals that are vegetarians that have the endurance, like horses and camels and beasts of burden, elephants. They are vegetarians and they have the endurance. And it's amazing how your endurance will go up when you start eating a diet of fruits, grains, and vegetables. I can do everything I did when I was 25. Everything I did. I can work as much as I did when I was 25. I can play tennis. I have tremendous endurance for distance. I can do all those things. And
hang on there. We'll be right back in just a moment with our good friend, Dr. Lorraine Day.
Tapes of the preceding show are available by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
Many Christians have health problems that hinder their quality of life and their ministry. The Green Herb is offering you an opportunity to help these hurting Christians. You can have your own Green Herb home business for just $950. This includes inventory, training, samples, and everything you need to get started. This is not network marketing. It's a genuine opportunity to build a business. How do I know? Linda and I started in our home almost 15 years ago, and we would like to help you start your own herbal business. We are not looking for high-profile salespeople, just someone who loves the Lord and wants to help his people. For more information, call me, Tom Phillips, at 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. I'm looking forward to your call, and be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
If you enjoy alternative stations on the radio, shouldn't your TV service provide the same choices? You can get more channels than you have now, plus many more Christian and family programs in crystal clear 100% digital picture and sound, and the price is significantly lower than cable. Just call Rocky Mountain Satellite at 970-443-7375. Already enjoying satellite TV but want a lower price? We can help you too. Packages start at only $19.99 a month. Call 970-443-7375. DVRs and high definition also available.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m. followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can get more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so come join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom. Good Sabbath.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest, Dr. Lorraine Day, and you pick up the story there, Lorraine.
Well, another reason that you want to start eating totally naturally. I've got a lot of static on this line, but I guess it'll go away. Another reason you want to eat totally naturally is that if you eat processed food, there are many insect parts and rodent hairs, and sometimes occasionally a whole mouse has been found in a loaf of bread. You want to start eating naturally because the government has said that it's impractical to think that you can have processed foods without having rat hairs and rat excreta, waste products from rats and rodents, and parasites and insects and all sorts of other things. And so they have actually published a booklet, the FDA has, as to how many rodent hairs and how many waste products from animals is allowable in your food. Chocolate and chocolate liquors average 60 or more insect fragments per 100 grams. Rodent filth, rodent hairs, and rodent waste can be allowed in chocolate. Insect and insect eggs, five or more, and other fly eggs per 250 milliliters in citrus fruit juices that are canned. Macaroni and noodle processed products average 225 insect fragments per 225 grams. I tell you, who wants to eat that stuff? When you get produce from your grocery store, you can at least wash it off and look for insects in there and get them out of there. You don't have to eat them. This is a dangerous thing because, you know, many of these insects and rodents carry filth. So who wants to eat that in your food? And the government actually has allowable amounts because they say it's impractical to do it any other way. You don't want to eat that stuff. And as Stan knows, the Centers for Disease Control sends out booklets regularly to physicians talking about the number of food poisoning cases in America. This never gets into the newspaper. So many people who think they have the flu actually have food poisoning, and it's either from restaurant food or from processed food that they are eating. So it's far healthier to go for fruits, grains, and vegetables and nuts in their natural form. Now, if you have cancer or some other serious disease, I don't suggest you eat nuts, because nuts are very good for you if you are not sick. But if you are, they're hard to digest, and they'll take a lot of water out of your body. So a person who's very sick is already generally dehydrated and very weak, and so when you're eating a lot of nuts, that will make you weaker. So I want to emphasize that nuts are not bad. They're good for people who are healthy, but if you are sick, they drain your energy a lot. So you have to just wait till you get well. But you can get well. You can get well from any disease. You can get well from cancer, even if you've had chemotherapy and radiation. If you have had those, you have to dig yourself out of a much deeper hole, but you can still turn it around and get well. God's Natural Health Plan, which I started to tell you what it is, it's not only the things that I've said, but it's proper rest at the proper time of night. It is learning to trust God. It is an attitude of gratitude, learning to be thankful for what you've got, having a very good attitude, learning to leave your troubles with the Lord. But you have to do something about it. God has a promise, which is to heal all our diseases. But then he gives us a process. The promise is in Psalms 103:3. He says he forgives your sins and heals all your diseases. And people say, well, yes, I know when I'm in heaven I'll have my diseases healed. No, he's talking about now. He doesn't wait to heaven to forgive your diseases. I mean, to forgive your sins. It's all in the same sentence. He forgives your sins and heals your diseases. And one reason is in that sequence is because you've got to confess your sins to the Lord, and you've got to get things straight with other people before you can get well. But then he tells us the process in Deuteronomy 7:11-15. He says, if you obey my laws, that includes the 10 health laws, my commandments, the 10 commandments, and my decrees, which means love your enemies, forgive everyone who's ever wronged you, if you obey my laws, my commandments, and my decrees, I will keep you free from every disease. That's a wonderful promise, but we have to follow God's way. God's not going to heal us if we follow man's way, because God has given the promise, and the only one that can keep that promise is the person who gave it. So we have to go to the Lord to learn His ways. And that's what I did, and I put all of this information on my DVDs and CDs and workbook and all of that to show you how you can get well. I've been well now. My cancer first appeared in 1992, and here it's 2007. I'm totally well and cancer-free. I had no chemotherapy. I had no radiation. I had no mastectomy. If you go to my website at drday.com, www.drday.com, you will see the huge tumor I had on my chest. It was the size of a softball, and yet I am totally well and cancer-free and have as much energy, as I said, as when I was 25 years old. I take no medications, and I'm 70. So it works, but you have to do it. It doesn't do any good if you just hear about it and don't do it. It doesn't do any good if you have the DVDs and the workbook and you just let it sit on the shelf. You have to implement it in your life, and God has promised, and He is faithful. He does not lie. But you have to do it His way. You can't do it His part His way and part the world's way. God said we ought to obey God rather than man. So we've got to obey God, and this is the way to do it. And times are coming. They're fast upon us. And they're already here, as you heard at the earlier part of the program, where health care is the number one cause of death in America. It's already here. You've got to start learning to take care of your health. And what a wonderful thing to be able to raise healthy children and not have them get leukemia at a young age, which more and more children are doing, or diabetes, or all of these diseases, which only used to occur in elderly people, but now they're occurring in teenagers and even younger, and young adults. And people are getting sicker and sicker all the time. And you're just falling into the hands of the New World Order, and they want you to have socialized medicine so they can control your health care, so they can deny it whenever they want, and then tell you you have to be euthanized. That's where we're going.
Lorraine, we're out of time. God bless. Talk to you later.
Thanks
so much for being with us. Bye-bye.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m. followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can get more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so come join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom. Good Sabbath.
Everyone knows what you can find at the end of a rainbow. That's right, a pot full of gold. But who can find the end of a rainbow? Well, we have, and it's down at the corner. That's right, the corner. The Corner Coins and Jewelry Incorporated. Family owned and operated by John and Carol Anderson for over 16 years. Specializing in precious metals, gold and silver investments, and rare coins. Have it and hold it locally down at the corner. The corner of Remington and Mulberry in Fort Collins. The Corner Coins and Jewelry, 970-482-7759. That's 970-482-7759.
Find out how BioSuperfood has helped thousands of people everywhere, providing health benefits for heart disease, cancer, diabetes, fibromyalgia, liver disorders, osteoarthritis, glaucoma, depression, allergies, nervous system disorders, and much more. BioSuperfood is making an impact on how people everywhere approach health and nutrition. Join Dr. Roland Thomas every second Friday at 2 p.m. on the Danette Daniels Show, KHNC 1360 AM.
Stand back here at the American Freedom Network. We do carry five of Lorraine's the videos or DVDs. Cancer doesn't scare me anymore. Diseases don't just happen. Turn on the lights. There are two others. Give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And you get a list of the DVDs. I suggest the diseases don't just happen. Lorraine goes into how to deal with these diseases and, you know, her plan of treatment, which I recommend to you. Do you realize the reason we see so much juvenile diabetes is we've got kids drinking, of course, cow's milk. Cow's milk, of course, gets an autoimmune response, ends up destroying the cells out of longhorns in the pancreas. And we're seeing an explosion of juvenile diabetes. We see an explosion of adult-onset diabetes. All of these things are due to the fact that they're poisoning us. What we're eating is harmful for us. And if you eat normally, and I'll have to admit that I haven't completely gone to a vegan diet, but I've changed my diet considerably, and I know if I had a cancer, I would be on a vegan diet. We have 4 tape sets with Dr. Russell Blaylock, we have one, Life-Saving Secrets, another 4 tape set on the wisdom of Russell Blaylock. We have his books on health and nutrition secrets that can save your life, his book on natural strategies for cancer patients. You need to get this information. So much of what you're getting from the media is frank lies. Certainly we have a 4 tape set with Bill Sardi on health and nutrition. You need to know these things. The statin drugs they're giving you are doing nothing but lowering your cholesterol, taking away your ability to manufacture the normal hormones that your body needs, decreasing your intelligence because your brain is primarily made up of fatty substance, increasing your incidence of cancer. They know that. What better way to limit our population than to poison our people? We have a great 4 tape set on statin drugs, a book on statin drugs. You need to understand how they're poisoning our people. Our number again, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Vaccines, they'll tell you they're safe and effective. Well, then, if they're safe and effective, why does one in every 6 American children have some sort of a developmental, neurodevelopmental abnormality? You need to get our books on vaccinations, our books by Neil Miller and Dr. Sherry Tenpenny on vaccines. We have one on autism, a book on autism by Neil Miller. We have, of course, Sherry Tenpenny's books on vaccines. You need to understand they're poisoning our children, and they know what they're doing. I've been to the Centers for Disease Control. I've met these people there who are intent upon doing harm to the American people. They know what they're doing. They just don't want you to know, and you've got to learn how to take care of yourself. We're moving into terribly difficult times, and you're going to have alternative food supplies. They are fumigating our wheat, our powdered eggs, with a maximum residual of 800 parts per million for toothpaste, for the fluoride. Toothpaste is 1,000 parts per million. You're told if you eat anything more than a dab, why go to the poison center. And they're leaving 800 parts per million in your wheat, in your bread, and in your biscuits. Pray for America. Pray for America. Until tomorrow, may the Lord be with you.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m. followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can get more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so come join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom. Good Sabbath.
If
cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
You're listening to The Lion, 10,000 watts, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Denver.
Urging leaders of Congress to hold the line on spending, but give him a badly needed update of surveillance laws. More from correspondent Mark Smith.
After meeting with the president, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi was optimistic about a deal on new eavesdropping rules, but she says Democrats are insisting on safeguards to prevent administration abuses. Meantime, the talk about spending sounded familiar. House GOP leader John Boehner insisting Bush was firm about vetoing bills that bust his budget. Democrats say the differences are small but important, and things like children's health and veterans care need the cash.
British Airways being fined more than $550 million by the U.S. and Britain over a price-fixing scheme with rival...